Welcome to this episode of 5 Minute Philosophy. I'm Stanley Harris.
And me, Dan Harris, as well.
And this episode we're going to be looking at food and the kind of aspects of vegetarianism and veganism. It's a special, which means you might have noticed that it's about 20 minutes long. So we've made it a bit longer just to include all the content that we wanted to show you.
Why is it special?
Well, it's a special because we were camping earlier this summer with our friends, and we got into this really long conversation. I can't remember what started it. We were talking about like what's good and what's bad about being vegetarian, because I'm vegetarian, my friend is vegetarian, but his cousins who we were camping with aren't vegetarian, and we're quite good friends, so we were sort of having a bit of a debate about it. But that's what inspired this episode. So the first question that we asked everybody was, could you tell us about like the food choices you make and what makes those so interesting? So have a listen to this. Okay, and I've got my friend Yoshi here for the first question now. He's vegan. So and I think
hello.
He's been on a he's been in an episode reality I think before. So Yoshi, yeah. First question. Tell us about the food choices you make.
Basically, I'm partly vegetarian, partly vegan. So on 4 out of 7 days of the week, I'm vegan. So that's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Yeah, I think so. And so I try to be vegan as much as I can, but then I still do eat like dairy stuff. But I never eat meat anymore.
Yeah. So what you're trying to do is, so you're saying that even though being vegan is good, being vegetarian or something else as well a few days is all right.
Yeah. Like because it's like stops the environment impact and stuff, so I think it's good doing both. But yeah, I'm trying to be more as vegan as I can.
Okay, and now we're joined by Luca, my friend who is a pescatarian. And so, Luca, let's just get on with it. Question one, what does being pescatarian mean?
It means that you eat like seafood, like fish and stuff like that, but you don't eat like beef and chicken and those sort of things.
Now we're going to talk to Stanley, who is a vegetarian. So, Stanley, tell me about the choices that you make about food.
Well, like you just said, I'm vegetarian. So that means that, if anybody doesn't know, that means I don't eat any meat at all, no fish, like Luca. But, yeah, just no meat at all. And basically, it means that I'm sort of limited protein-wise, but barely. Because it's a bit strange because people think there's this sort of myth that vegetarians don't get enough protein in their diet, which is completely wrong. Like chickpeas have protein in them. Mm-hmm. Loads of stuff has protein in it, that's not meat. So yeah, that's me. That's vegetarianism. Okay, and now I've got Finn here with me. So Finn is our omnivore representative, and yeah, you're just going to answer our questions. So question one, can you tell us about, can you tell us what an omnivore is?
Well, an omnivore is someone with a varied diet consisting of meat, vegetables, dairy products and fruit.
And so the next question we wanted to ask was about when they decided and what happened to mean they decided to make these choices and what led up to it. So here's the answers.
Yeah, there's definitely something to led up to it. The actual like story that made me become vegan isn't really anything. So basically, we were going to a Chinese restaurant in Bristol.
Yeah.
And then on the way there, I saw a dead seagull on the floor, and that made me sad, basically. And so we were in the restaurant. I said I was vegetarian, but I really wasn't, because I ate gelatine, like, when if it was up for grabs, I'd have Haribos or whatever.
Yeah.
And I ate fish every now and then, even though I said I was vegetarian. So basically, I'm having dim sum, which is like prawns in like noodle-y thing. It was nice, but then I kind of put off. In the end, I ate one, but then from that day, I decided I was going to be like actually fully vegetarian. And then, so it was quite recent that I tried to try and become vegan. It was about a month or two ago. We were basically at the beach, and I said as a joke, I'm going to be vegan. And then I thought about it for like an hour as we were doing stuff at the beach, and I thought, well, why not? So I've been trying to be vegan now.
Well, that's quite interesting. How it's almost like a storybook. You're like,
yeah.
How you became vegan.
The moment was when my dad cooked some beef and it started bleeding everywhere. Then I just realised it was from a cow.
Yeah.
And I didn't. Yeah, that was probably when that happened.
The moment that I decided to become vegetarian was, we were waiting for the barbecue to be finished, and it was like the first barbecue of the year. I think it was last year actually, and I was thinking about it, and then I went, you know what? After this barbecue, because we had got all the meat, so I didn't want to waste all the meat. But I said, after this barbecue, I'm going to be vegetarian. It was just like, why not?
Oh, wow.
'Cause, and really, what helped with that is you're pescatarian.
Yep.
And you're my dad. My mum's vegetarian. Luca had been pescatarian for a while. Yoshi was already vegetarian. And there was just so many people around me who were vegetarian. And I really cared about the planet. So I was like, okay.
Sometimes I would have a vegetarian sausage or so that's just kind of a substitute for a real sausage, so yeah.
I what I heard was a lot of, oh well, why don't I just try it, why don't I give it a go, you know, this new way of thinking about food. And I thought that was great, because there isn't anything to lose. It's always worth trying and seeing what happens. And then also, someone mentioned about gelatin and that being an animal product, but used in sweets, in Haribos. And it just struck me that there's probably so many places where food products are used in what isn't really meat that you'd think is meat, and how you know, difficult that must be for people to navigate if they're vegetarian.
Yeah, that it is quite interesting, really, and how gelatine is like crushed animal bones, and it's quite disgusting to think
yeah.
crushed animal bones
terrible.
In your Haribos.
Yeah.
Anyway, next question that we asked them was, what do you find good about the choices that you make? What do you like about the choices that you make?
I'm purposely not vegan on Saturdays because I normally have pancakes in the morning, and pancakes definitely aren't vegan.
Yeah.
And then like, what? And yeah, so most things are good. I like not eating eggs because I used to eat like quite a few omelettes, but now I don't really, even on non-vegan days, I just feel really bad eating an omelette. So yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty happy with being vegan, but yeah.
That I can say it in like restaurants or whatever, and then they like they just tell me the stuff that's relevant and not the stuff that I don't need to hear.
Well, obviously it's good for the planet, but also it means that I can, even though I'm not supporting the sort of meat industry, I am supporting. I'm not completely putting farmers out of business, because I'm still letting them farm crops.
It's not amazing.
Yeah, but it's got good things as well, hasn't it? Because it's like supporting farmers.
You get iron easily from the meat, and then you get nutrients from the others.
Yeah, you get like protein and that kind of thing. Easier than the vegetarian.
You can get iron from spinach as well.
Well, that was cool. Stanley, you said that obviously vegetarianism is good for the planet. But what do you mean by that, and can you tell us, help us understand?
So, it's been, I don't know if it's been recently discovered, but it's been found that the methane produced by cow farts is really bad for greenhouse gases-wise. And then when you're vegetarian, it's sort of helping the... It's putting the meat industry sort of out of business by saying that, by not eating meat, and then that means that the cows aren't going to be bred so much.
And so we're into the fourth question now. We've only got one more left after this, but the next question is about what's frustrating about these choices.
Well, I used to find it annoying not being able to eat gelatine and like Harry Bros for that crap and stuff.
But yeah.
But now to be a vegan, there's nothing that really makes me annoyed about it though. But the only thing, just not being able to eat pancakes or blueberry stuff is quite annoying. But I'm pretty happy with it though.
No, because I choose to do it. I don't have to, so I don't get annoyed now.
I do miss a bacon bap.
Oh, there's a lot of people that would say that who have turned vegetarian.
I mean, otherwise, I'm pretty much all right with it. I mean, there's loads of vegetarian food out there that's really nice. Mm. And whether it tastes like real meat or not, it doesn't really matter. But, like I said, I do miss a bacon bap sometimes.
Sometimes I ponder on the fact that I am eating what was once a live animal. So it's a bit hard on that part of being an omnivore.
So some difficult things that go along with these choices, so that's really good to hear. I was just looking, actually, and by all accounts, veganism is growing really fast. Between 2014 and 2018, it grew by 600%. I think there were 4 million vegans globally in 2014. Now there's 21 million in 2018. I'm sure there's many more now. And that's much quicker than omnivores' growth of meat consumption, which is probably less than half of that sort of growth.
Yeah, that's really incredible. 600% between 2014 and 2018, just 4 years.
Hmm.
But the next and final question that we asked everybody was, who else do you know who makes your choices that you've made?
Well, my dad's friend is a vegan. I don't know them that well. His friends that he met at university or something. They're both vegan, like fully vegan all the time. But there's not really anyone I know. Like, I know a lot of vegetarians, but
yeah,
there's not really many people that I know well.
Well, Jack's mum is, and I know her vaguely, but other than that, no one.
I think people who are close to me, like the people that I mentioned earlier, that does make a difference. But otherwise, even though there's like millions of people in the world who are vegetarian, some of which are celebrities, some of which are people that I look up to. But honestly, otherwise, I think, like I just said, there's loads of them, but none of them really influenced me to become vegetarian.
Yeah. And what did influence you? What were the biggest things?
Well, I think, like I mentioned earlier, the planet I'm really worried about. Friends and family were real big influencers. And I just thought, why not try it out and see what it's like? And I didn't, at the time, I thought, am I really going to want to be vegetarian forever?
Yeah. What do you think now?
I think I'm going to be fine, actually.
Oh, that's a good, that's an interesting experiment. And that's something that maybe people don't think about necessarily, is that, you know, you don't have to stick with something. Yeah. It's okay to try stuff out, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, it's quite a large percentage, really.
Yeah.
It's definitely the majority. I'd say about 80 to 70% of the people I know are omnivores.
Well, that was the last set of answers. I thought that was really interesting to hear all of these stories that people have gone through, from all the way from, you know, what made them, what triggered them to make a choice, and what they think is frustrating about it. I hope people out there, listeners, this helps you in your choices, if you're thinking about food at the moment and what you do in the future. So, yeah, thank you for listening.
If you are interested in this and you're interested in about the environment side of it, we, over the summer, have released the first episode of a new podcast called Our Planet, Our Problem, hosted by only me, sadly, if you like dad.
He cut me out.
If you want to go and check that out, it's Our Planet, Our Problem. And we'll see you next week.